You're now listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 219.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey guys, how are you? Hope everybody is doing fantastic today. And guys, on today's Q&A, I'm not really answering a question. I've had a handful of questions come my way over the course of the last week, and I will address those on the next Q&A. But guys, I want to just take a moment here on this particular episode to just share some thoughts that are in my heart, and I kind of got inspired. I was on my way to the office this morning, and by the way, I got some people working outside the office, so you might hear some noise. My apologies in advance, but on the way to the office, I was thinking about you guys, and I know that might sound weird, right? Because you might be thinking, well, how are you thinking about me, right? And I'm thinking about the community. I'm thinking about real estate investors and entrepreneurs. And guys, the truth of the matter is that it's difficult to do what we do, right? We're out there striving to create a business that can support our families, can support hopefully our community, can support our clients, our customers, the people we work with. And so, each and every business impacts multiple people. There's some business that impact, a handful of people. There's other businesses that impact hundreds of people. There's several that impact thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. Like, it's really, really important what we do. And it's difficult. And sometimes it's extremely lonely. Sometimes, especially if your business operates virtually and you have team members in that work remotely or in other cities or maybe even in other countries, sometimes it gets lonely, and the climb to the top can be challenging. The climb to the top is challenging. I don't know anybody that hasn't had significant struggles and challenges. And yet sometimes, you talk to people and it sounds like everybody just has everything completely dialed in and everything is working. But you don't know the inner workings, and it's easy to fall prey to just comparing yourself to other people's businesses, to other people's success or perceived success, and think to yourself, what am I doing wrong, right? If you just sit and think for a second, and you're being truthful and honest with yourself, I know it's happened. It happens to me, and it's something that I still battle with. You kind of have that inner critic, that thought or that devil on your shoulder that says, you can't do it, or you're not doing something, or what am I doing wrong? There's times where you feel like you're getting kicked in the teeth, because of this that happens, or this fire that you have to put out, or this challenge that comes up. And sometimes it's easy to fall into that spiral, and it starts to screw and affect with your mind, and your mindset gets a little weaker when these challenges happen for some people, right? And for others, one of the things I am constantly challenging myself with is to look at the positive and say, with every challenge that arises, with every issue that comes up in my business, and I have issues on a daily basis, but that's just being honest with you. I'm choosing to see these as opportunities to grow, as opportunities to strengthen my business, to improve efficiencies, to make others around me, my team members, better. And it's really an opportunity to impact our clients, impact hopefully the community. And that's just a decision that you make, that, hey, I'm choosing to see it this way versus bitching, complaining. And the truth is, guys, nobody cares. Nobody cares about your challenges and your struggles. And what I mean nobody cares is nobody cares to hear you complaining, because I care, that you guys might be faced with a particular issue. What I don't care is to hear you complain and not figure out solutions, not choose to see it as an opportunity to grow, to get better, to figure out how to do something in your business bigger, better, faster, cheaper, more efficient without sacrificing quality or integrity. Okay. And that's what I mean by nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear you complain, whine, moan, gripe, bitch, and all that, you know, everything in between. But it's again, how do you take these challenges? How do you learn from it? And then how do you just get better? And how do you inspire and motivate your team to get better from these things? You know, we start our level 10 meetings every Monday morning. We start with good news and we start with gratitude. No matter what is going on, I don't care what's going on. We always start with gratitude and good news because there's always something to be grateful for. And it becomes infectious. You know, you start to change your state. You start to change how you feel, your mind frame. It's not to say that we just sweep under the rug like the challenges or whatever is going on, whether it's business or personal. That's still there and it has to get dealt with. But you can change your focus. You can change, you know, how you feel in your state. And you know, just recently we've had a couple of deals fall apart at the last minute. Now we're still fighting to keep alive. We had, you know, one of our team members who, you know, our team is family. You know, I see them as an extension of family. Had somebody very, very close to her recently pass away. And so she is taking some time off. And, you know, and these are, it's times like this where you need to put other people first. And, you know, business and life goes on, but you got to be there for people. And you know, this particular situation, it never comes at a good time, right? But it just seems like we have so many moving parts, so many things going on in the business. And yet, right now, that's secondary. It's all about focusing on her, supporting her, her family, and what she's going through. So I just want to dedicate this podcast to you guys, especially if you feel like you're going through certain struggles, certain challenges in your personal life. It could be in business, maybe it's health, whatever it might be. I just want to encourage. I want to hopefully, you know, my words are coming through here and they act to uplift you, you know, and they really serve to motivate and inspire you. I'm not here trying to do any type of rah-rah speech or anything like that. I'm genuinely just trying to speak to you. If you feel like you're getting kicked in the teeth, punched in the gut, and it's difficult to get up, I really want to just encourage you that you can do this. You know, like these are all opportunities, and it might not feel like it. It might not seem like it, but they truly, truly are opportunities. There is absolutely nobody that has achieved any level of success, however you may define that, that doesn't have challenges and struggles on a daily or weekly basis. It's part of life, right? And that's not to accept or, you know, adopt a mindset where, you know, bad things are going to happen. You know, it's life, guys. It's, you know, there's things that happen and it's how you deal with it. You know, it's a quote. I forgot who said it, but life isn't about what happens to you, but how you respond to what happens to you. You know, it's not about the guy or gal that gets knocked down, but it's how quickly they get back up and go right back at it. So, you know, again, I have no idea what you might be faced with right now. It could be something personal, like a death in the family, or like significant health challenges, or maybe you have a relationship that you feel like is crumbling and falling apart. Maybe it's business. You know, you feel like you're on an income roller coaster. You have deals that fall apart. You know, maybe you're not making any money, or you're not making the kind of money that you want to make, or you're having a challenge hiring and growing and scaling, and all these different things, right? Whatever it might be, keep going, keep fighting. You know, there's times where I wake up in the morning, you know, my alarm clock goes off usually early in the morning, and it's sometimes a struggle to get out of bed. I get that feeling. I'm human. You know, we're all human. It's natural. And I'll be honest, you know, sometimes I fail in that I might not get up out of bed right away, you know, but it's all about kind of just being self-aware and analyzing, asking yourself, what happened? You know, was the comfort of my sheets and my bed that outweighed what I know I got to go do at this moment? You know, and it happens. It happens. But it's how do you grow? How do you learn from it? How do you if you fall into a downward spiral, or you know, you don't come through on a promise you made to yourself, don't let that guilt weigh on you. But how do you turn that around and spin it and say, okay, well, now I'm going to use this to propel me in the direction I know I need to go and the direction I'm going to get to, right? Or the destination I'm going to get to, but you know, in the path I have to take in order to accomplish my goals, my dreams, my aspirations, whatever it might be that you want. So anyways, guys, I have no idea if this is resonating with you, but if it connects with at least one person, then it would have been, this particular podcast episode would have been worth it. You know, I have, I had a couple of things I wanted to just address for people as far as, but you know, on the way over here, I was like, I'm going through some things right now, you know, in the business, and there's a lot of positive things happening. And there's been so much growth in my business over the last 6 months. And yet, you know, there's still struggles and challenges that we're faced with, you know, and again, I just hope that this episode inspires you to just kind of think a little bit different when those things happen. And I realize it's so much easier said than done. Totally, totally get that. But when things feel like they're falling apart, hopefully this message and this podcast is just kind of ringing in your head, you know. And again, if this just connects with one person, it's totally worth it. And that's my message for you today, guys. So just keep going, keep fighting. You know, think about ways that you can do things, like I said earlier, bigger, better, faster, cheaper, more efficient, without sacrificing quality or the integrity, you know. And just keep going, guys. You got this. You know, you can do this. And if you need me in any way, shape, or form, you know, reach out to me. I love connecting with, you know, people that subscribe and listen to the show. And, you know, I thank you. I thank you, you know, for taking the time to reach out to me on Facebook, leaving a rating and review. I just on a weekly basis, I get messages from people that listen to the show that really, really are getting, a lot out of it. And for that, I thank you, you know, because the show is for you. You guys see that I come on here and I don't pitch things. I don't have an agenda. I'm not trying to grow a coaching business. I'm not trying to shove products and services down your throat. And that's not to say from time to time, I won't recommend things that I believe in and things that I use, or, you know, if I want to work with someone because I believe I can make an impact, that's not to say that I'm not going to do that in the future, that from time to time, I don't do that. And I don't feel bad about that at all, because I know where my heart is and I know what I can give and how I can contribute. But that's not my goal or my intent for this podcast. It really is just to come on here to share my heart with you guys and hope that it helps you, you know, hope that this podcast acts as a ripple effect for you, your business, your life, your family, and then onto your community. So guys, really, really appreciate you. That's pretty much it. I'm going to sign off at this point. If you guys have anything that you want me to cover in the future, if you have any questions, you can go to flipempire.com. There's an Ask Alex link at the top. You can fire off an audio message to me, or you can always connect with me, you know, by sending me an email, alex@flipempire.com. I'm having more people come to me with opportunities and joint venture opportunities. So I'm really grateful for that. I appreciate that. I welcome that. I have some people here locally in South Florida that are bringing deals. And there's a couple people that I'm already starting to work with in that capacity. And I've had some other people present just other opportunities that I'm grateful for. Some are a match and others aren't, but if you have anything that you want to connect with me on, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Again, if you can take a moment to leave a rating and review, go to flipempire.com/iTunes. And that really, really helps the ranking of the show. And share this, guys. Share this message with your network. Share it on social media. Email this podcast episode to your friends. And, you know, one of the things I always try to do, here's the last thing I'll leave you with. Whenever I come across good content, and hopefully you guys are finding this to be good content and valuable, share it with people. Act as a funnel to your network. You know, whenever I come in contact with somebody that makes an impact on my life, I'm always trying to think, how can I help this person by connecting them with someone in my network that can help them accomplish their dreams and their aspirations or their goals, right? Especially if they're an influencer, because I know that if I can help that person, they're going to in turn help their network, help their audience, which is again, just going to have a ripple effect on everybody else. So if you find this valuable, I really want to encourage you to share this with your people, share this with your network, with family, friends, coworkers, and that's how you can, you know, that's how you can pay me back. Not that you need to, but it would be really, really awesome. And I'd be extremely grateful if you can do that. So guys, I appreciate you. Love you. Signing off, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.